critical theories of postmodernism are theories that attempt to address the shifts that are occurring in contemporary societies without rejecting mainstream social scientific theorizing and research, as is the case with some versions of postmodernism. The major difference between postmodern theory and critical theories of postmodernism is that the latter explains the fragmentation occurring in contemporary society in terms of a transition to globalized capitalism. So it's not a break with modernity and capitalism, rather there's an acceleration or a different phase of modernity and capitalism. As Bauman argues, liquid modernity isn't some new social order, but rather the features of a technological, capitalist, global system make the institutions, communities, and cultures of societies unstable and dynamic. Jameson makes this argument as well in the assigned reading. First, in the beginning section, he discusses the differences between postmodern and modern art, showing how postmodern culture is more superficial and hodgepodge than modern culture. He then makes the central argument of critical theories of postmodernism by suggesting that the chaos, fragmentation, and liquidity of contemporary society should be understood as the outcome of a new phase of global capitalism. That is, it can still be made sense of using the framework of mainstream neo-Marxist social theories. Hypermodern theories make a similar argument, suggesting what some have referred to as postmodern is better defined as hypermodern, meaning modernity didn't end, but rather it has changed forms, accelerating and shaping more and more sectors of social life. The term Charles uses in your readings, hypercapitalism, hypertechnification, hyperindividualism, and hyperconsumption, all refer to the intensification and expansion of modern capitalist tendencies in all these areas. Although hypermodern theory tends to emphasize hyperindividualism, the phenomenon that refers to how contemporary society has become more focused on providing personalized and individualized products and experiences, some critics, such as David Dickens, argued that there are tendencies towards hyper-collectivization as well, for example, with the rise of far-right nationalist political movements and religious fundamentalism.